Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 347 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa. Local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. All right, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny Centennial Girls track tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with two of the Jaguars' top performers. But right now, my first guest is in his fourth season as the team's head coach, and he guided the Jaguars to a runner-up finish in the CIML conference meet last Thursday at Johnston. He's Tyler Asby. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you bet. Well, before we look ahead to Thursday's state qualifying meet, I wanted to recap the conference meet a little bit. You guys scored 88.5 points to edge Ankeny by 2.5 points for second place. And considering that Waukee Northwest easily won its third straight league crown by racking up nearly 200 points, you know, that's probably the best you could have hoped for, right?
Yeah, I think we had a really good night as a team. We go into that meet, you're looking to accomplish certain things, looking to get kids, you know, maybe their last race of the season, trying to see kind of last chance to see a couple different relay groups together, or, you know, how does somebody handle this situation with back-to-back races, you know, just looking at it tactfully that way. We're not really looking at what other teams are trying to accomplish that night. We got our goals, and we're just trying to attack those and have a good night as a team. And I think we did that.
Well, your team set 4 school records on the night and has now set 12 new marks on the season. One of those records came in the 1500, where Ellie Blevins posted a time of 4:37.65, and she placed 4th in a loaded field. And I believe that was Ellie's only race of the night. So are you trying to limit the workout or workload for some of the girls? Because I know some teams like Ankeny were also trying to do that.
Yeah, similar approach there. I think we're, you know, not really having a huge desire to overload kids that night. Just, you know, like I said, we're kind of have our eyes on certain things, and, you know, we're kind of, our workouts are set up a certain way this time of year to, you know, pick us for the state meet. So yeah, I think we were pretty tactful with what we were trying to accomplish.
Well, we'll talk about the other records that you set here in a few minutes with your two athletes. But I also wanted to ask you about your talented freshman, Becky Flick, who's had an outstanding spring both on the track and on the soccer pitch. Last month, she was the Drake Relays runner-up in the 800. And at the conference meet, she ran a couple of strong 800s. She ran the anchor leg of the distance medley relay in a 2:13 split. And she rallied your team from 6th place into 2nd. And then less than 2 hours later, she came back and took 3rd in the open 800 and right under 2:15. She told me the goal for the night was to see if she could run a strong 800 and then come back and do it again, you know, on fairly short rest. So what did you think of her two races? And just in general, what has she brought to the team this season?
Yeah, I thought she had a really nice night. Those were great back-to-back 800s. We knew that she'd be able to handle that, but just, you know, good to see that there. Just obviously with, you know, looking at different scenarios for the next couple of weeks and trying to make some decisions. So yeah, she's just a tough kid. She's a great athlete. She's obviously balancing both sports, and that takes some mental fortitude as well as physical. And she's a great athlete. She's a tough kid. She brings good energy to the team. I would assume the same thing for soccer. You know, she's just one of those kids that wherever she goes, whichever day she's at with us or with soccer, she's ready to go. She's a coachable kid. She's a good teammate. And yeah, nothing she's doing is surprising us.
Let's break down the state qualifying meet now. You guys will go to the meet at Waukee Northwest tomorrow. Now, last year, your squad almost won the team title in the meet over at Council Bluffs, where you scored 190 points and you finished just 4 points behind Dowling. But with defending state champion Waukee Northwest hosting the meet tomorrow, you know, it seems like the battle is going to be for second place. So I'm guessing you aren't putting a lot of focus on the team race, are you?
No, not really. You know, it's fun to compete, obviously. We always want to be competitive, but we are, you know, we're looking at what can we qualify. We're worried about what our team has going on and, you know, how many events can we qualify? You know, looking at, can we get in the fast heat here? And, you know, looking at those decisions more than the team race, it's just more about what can we accomplish as a team and focusing on our goals.
Well, among the other teams that will be in the field are Dallas Center Grimes and Waukee. The Warriors finished just 10.5 points behind you at the conference meet, you know, so they're probably going to be, you know, one of the teams in the mix for that second place spot as well, which you just said you're not too concerned about. But obviously, Waukee and DCG probably have some athletes that you need to be aware of anyway.
For sure. Yep. I think we have one of the deeper sites for qualifying this year for sure. So it's going to force everybody to compete. There should be some fast times coming out of our site. And yeah, it's going to force us to be honest with our races and you know, bring our bring our good stuff in most of the events, and if not all the events. And yeah, I think we'll accomplish what we're hoping to, though.
Well, last year, your team qualified for state in all seven relays, and you also had numerous individual qualifiers as well. Your team went on to tie for 15th place in Class 4A with 18 points. You know, so is the primary focus going into tomorrow just to qualify in as many events as you can, or are you also looking ahead and trying to qualify, you know, in those events where you'll have the potential to score points at state?
I think it's a balance. I think it's, you know, obviously looking at the things that we think we can score. And yeah, we absolutely got to get those in, and we got to take care of business tomorrow night. You know, we have the mentality, nothing's assumed. We're not just going to walk in there and think we're getting everything through. So it's going to take some good execution out of all of our athletes, and they're set up and they're ready to do that. But, you know, you're obviously, yeah, we want to qualify as many kids as we can, and, you know, look at seniors and, you know, can we get them on the blue oval if they've never been there? You know, can we get them there one more time, and those types of things? And, you know, looking at some young kids, can we get them there to, you know, get some experience for down the road when maybe they are a bigger piece of the team moving forward? So yeah, it's a balance of getting as much as we can through, but yeah, being tactful and looking at what we have to get through as well to score points at the state meet.
Well, yeah, speaking of balance, your team is so well balanced and so strong in so many different areas that, you know, I would think that that would make putting together your lineup, you know, somewhat easy for you, but I could be wrong. You know, without going into any specific details, because I don't want you to divulge anything that would, you know, give your opponents an advantage against you. You know, just in general, though, what were the biggest decisions that you had to make regarding your lineup for tomorrow?
Yeah, you said it. I think we're very balanced this year. I think we've got strong athletes across every event. You know, I think we're distance, we're hurdles, we're sprints, we're field events. We've got kids everywhere that are competing well, and we have a lot of depth. And so, on paper, it may seem easy, like, oh yeah, you can just sprinkle kids here and there. But we're trying to utilize that depth and, you know, get as many kids there as we can, and, you know, trying to keep legs fresh for certain kids. And, you know, the, you know, it's a one night meet that qualifies you for a 3-day meet that's spaced a lot differently. So, you know, there's still a lot of conversation with the coaching staff that goes into those decisions, but we feel good with where we landed, and, you know, we're going to utilize our depth a lot this week and the next week as well.
Now, there may be some kids that can handle doing four events in one night, maybe some others that you think, well, maybe I should only do three there.
I think you got to be careful with workload and, you know, recovery time and all that. You have to, that goes into the equation of making that lineup. But yeah, I think we've got ourselves set up the right way, I think, to do take care of business tomorrow.
Well, you have to feel very good about your team's chances to qualify, you know, in just about every event. Would you be shocked if you had a qualifier in every event?
No, I think, you know, like I said, we're deep and we trust our kids, and they work really hard. And we, you know, the culture's in a really positive spot. They're really supportive of each other. And I think if we look back to Drake Relays, I think that was something we noticed, was it was just a snowball effect. And once this relay group ran a nice time and medaled, that's contagious. And I think that's with our whole team. So I think we start to get a nice couple races to start the meet, I think that just snowballs, and everybody wants to be a part of it. Everybody wants to be the next kid to do that for the team. So no, I think we're going to have some qualifiers all over the place.
Well, last year your team scored points in four relays at the state meet, and you also had five individual place winners in a total of four events, you know, which was just a tremendous showing. But the bad news there was that none of your place winners finished higher than sixth. You had 2 6th place finishes, 5 7ths, and 2 8ths. So I'm sure the goal this year is to maybe score in that many events again, but obviously you just want to place a little higher, don't you?
Yeah. Obviously that's the name of the game at the state meet. And, you know, I think last year scoring in as many places as we did was a great stepping stone. You know, I think each year, you know, at least that I've been here, I think we've been, you know, kind of chipping away and building and getting more depth and, you know, more experience at the state meet. And, you know, we lost 31 seniors last year, which was a huge class. And so, you know, it may seem like we don't have a lot of experience, but a lot of our experienced kids are back. So having those kids lead in the program and, you know, set the tone and, you know, make sure everybody's in the right mental headspace and, you know, can understand the expectation versus how do we handle that? How do we prepare? How do we set ourselves up to be able to handle multiple races? Those are the things that I think we can, you know, carry into this year with that previous experience. And, you know, yeah, obviously the goal is to, you know, pick up a couple more spots in each of those races and, you know, really put us into more of the team hunt conversation.
Well, yeah, your team showed at the Drake Relays last month that you can compete with the state's best teams. I already mentioned Becky's runner-up finish in the 800, but you also got a 4th place finish from Anna Woods in the 100 hurdles, and you had 4 different place-winning relays. That was highlighted by a runner-up finish in the 4x800 relay. But assuming that things go well tomorrow, and if you're able to put everything together at state, you know, do you feel like this is a group that could contend for a top 10 finish?
Absolutely. Yeah, I absolutely think we're capable of that. It's, you know, it's, we don't talk about that every day or anything, you know, it's, you know, we try to focus on the little things and stacking wins and, you know, knowing it's a long season and not, you know, talking about the end goal every single day. Just, you know, you got to be careful and not putting too much stress on the results all the time. But the kids are ready to go. And, you know, we've talked about the goals. We've never been top 10. And I think if we can, you know, accomplish what we set out to do and, you know, do what we're capable of, I think we can definitely be in that conversation.
Well, 2 years ago, your team placed 12th, which equaled the highest finish in school history, which you previously set in 2019. You know, so if you guys are able to eclipse that, you know, that would be a great way for this group of seniors, including these two ladies here, you know, to go out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always fun to do that for the kids that have meant so much to the program. And, you know, we've talked recently, you know, spotlighting some of the seniors at practice, talking about these kids. These kids were freshmen when I started. So we've kind of been on this journey together for 4 years, and it's just really cool to see where we've gone. And yeah, we'd love to send them out on a high note.
Well, Coach, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it. And good luck tomorrow. I'll see you over there.
Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my other two guests tonight are two of the Jaguars' key seniors. To my left is one of the team's best sprinters. She placed third in the 200 at the conference meet in 25.48 seconds, which set a school record. She is Allie Balashidis. Allie, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me on this podcast.
Hey, you bet. And to my right is another of the Jaguars' top sprinters and one of the team's best hurdlers as well. She placed second in the 400 hurdles at the conference meet in a time of 104.61. And she'll be taking her talents to South Dakota State in the fall. She is Ava Barton. Ava, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Let's talk about some of your events at the conference meet before we look ahead. Allie, I'll start with you. I mentioned the 200 school record that you set while placing third in that event. You know, was that a mark that you thought you could eclipse that day, you know, because the conditions were pretty ideal, weren't they?
Yeah, they were actually really great. I've been having my eyes set on the 200 record for quite some time now, and I think it was just perfect conditions. I had a lot of support from my teammates and my coaches, and I think we all thought that was the day to break the record.
Well, you finished behind a couple of Waukee Northwest runners in that event, including Quinn Jorgensen, who posted a winning time of 24.71. You're obviously going to see a lot of the Wolves tomorrow and then next week as well at State. Does that help you to run faster when you have such strong competition to run against?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely a chaser runner, and they honestly are the nicest girls. The ones, they're always giving you high fives at the end of the race, so you know you're up against some good people, and they did push me to be the best, not only in the two, but in those longer races like the four.
And Ava, I mentioned your runner-up finish in the 400 hurdles. You were about a half a second off the school record that you posted at the Drake Relays. How did you feel about that race?
I thought that race went really good. I was kind of focusing on certain aspects of that race, and I thought that by focusing on those, I was able to improve a lot of things, which will help me go into the last couple weeks of track.
And the winner of that race was Jana Mahari of Waukee. She ran 102.53 for the third fastest time in the state this season. Were you surprised that she ran that fast, or has she been running like that, you know, at times this year?
No, she's a really, really great athlete, and she's super sweet too and a hard worker. So I wasn't surprised that she performed that well.
Well, you both ran on the sprint medley relay that placed third in a time of 147.46, which set a school record. Now, Allie, you guys were running in the first of two sections in that event, and you were competing against only two other teams and that didn't really challenge you in that section. So when you got the baton for the anchor leg, were you basically just racing against the clock?
Pretty much. I knew that I was going in and I wasn't going to be pushed as well as I would have been with, say, some other teams. But having those girls behind me, I knew they were right there, and I knew that I could hear their teammates being like, go get her, go get her. And just having that, it pushed me a lot. And I also had this whole team counting on me because we knew what we could have done with the sprint med. And I was like, I want to help my team get to our goals. So I just locked in and did what I was supposed to do.
And Ava, what did you think, you know, when you saw the time that you guys ran? Were you surprised that you ran as fast as you did? And did you think it would be good enough to place fairly high overall?
I wasn't surprised to see our time. It was like really exciting though. And it was kind of fun to celebrate with the team. So yeah.
And Allie, the other 400 leg that you ran at the conference meet came in the 4x400, where you guys ran a different lineup than you did at Drake, and you guys placed 7th. Now, you had earlier set a school record in the 400 at the relays while placing 11th in that event, so you're now the school record holder in both the 200 and the 400. So do you like those two events, you know, equally, or do you prefer one of them over the other?
I like both events equally. I will say the 400 is beginning to grow on me. I kind of found my pace this year, and it's honestly about finding what works best for you. And I think I found out what the 400 is for me and me specifically. So it's definitely becoming one of my favorite races, but I still love the two, and I love running the two with the girls. And we have really deep 400 runners, so it's always fun to see how much I can be pushed in that race. So yeah.
There's probably a little bit more pain involved in the 400, isn't there?
Yeah, but that makes it even better knowing that I can still be tough through the race. So yeah.
And Ava, you also ran the 4th place shuttle hurdle relay at the conference meet, where you guys set another school record with a time of 103.01. Now, considering that you guys were chasing three teams that all ran under 102, you know, were you happy with the time that you guys posted?
Yeah, I was. I mean, it's a season best and a school record. And I just think that we evaluated that race really well and ran really well and used those teams to push us. So I was really proud of the outcome.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast and the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic 2, and we certainly appreciate their support. We are visiting with Ankeny Centennial seniors, Allie Balashidis and Ava Barton. Let's look ahead now to tomorrow on the state meet. Ava, you are a 3-time state qualifier and a 2-time place winner in the shuttle hurdle relay. You're also a 2-time qualifier and a returning place winner in the 400 hurdles, and you also joined Allie in the 7th place 4x4 relay a year ago. I'm sure your goal is to make it to state in all 4 of your events, and you have to feel like you have a pretty good chance to do that, don't you?
Yeah.
And then, Allie, you competed in 4 events at state last year. In addition to that 4x4, you also ran on the 7th place distance medley relay. You ran on the 11th place 4x2. You were also a qualifier in the 200, where you placed 18th. So do you also feel like, you know, you have a good chance to get to state in 4 events again?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. We have a really deep team this year, and we're always just so supportive of each other, and I think we can do some great things this year.
I mentioned earlier that you guys competed in the meet at Council Bluffs last year, and that's where the Yankee teams have to go for their meet tomorrow. Allie, are you happy that you guys, you know, get to compete closer to home tomorrow, and you don't have to make that long bus ride over there?
I think so. It'll definitely help with my sleep schedule, and I think we're going to have some good competition there to help us push to be our best.
And Ava, that facility at Northwest, you know, is obviously a first-class venue that you guys are pretty familiar with. You competed in a meet there on April 10th, and it's also where you ran at the state qualifying meet back in 2024. So do you enjoy running on that track?
Yeah, it's a really nice track. It's a really nice facility and, you know, can help us get some pretty good times.
Well, we talked with Coach earlier about the challenge that you guys will face and having to compete against Waukee Northwest again tomorrow. You know, but Ava, you know, don't you think that could be a benefit to have to run against the Wolves?
Yeah, I definitely think that it's good to have teams there that are going to, you know, help push us and push us to be our best and have someone to chase in all of our races.
And Allie, I don't think you guys, you know, get a trophy or anything for placing 2nd in the team race tomorrow, but, you know, assuming that Northwest does win the team title, is that important to you at all to get 2nd overall, or just more about, you know, how many qualifiers you guys get?
I think in the state qualifying meet, it's more of just seeing what can you get into state, because in the end, state meet's the last meet you're going to have all season, and that's kind of where you want to perform. I know it's good to rest your body, so you need to be able to compete at state, not state qualifying the best. But you never know. I mean, if we do get 2nd, then that's going to be a team win that we celebrate and we'll take into the state meet.
Well, Abel, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Coach earlier. Assuming that things go well tomorrow, if you're able to put everything together at state, do you feel like this is a group that can contend for a top 10 finish?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we have a really, really deep team. And also just, I think we're more of a family than a team, which definitely helps us, you know, as we gain momentum. And I think that we can definitely do special things this year.
And Allie, I know the state meet will be your final track meet because you're not planning to run the next level. So I'm sure you'd like to go out with a bang. How would that make you feel to get a top 10 finish in your final meet?
It would make me absolutely ecstatic. I'm kind of sad to see track go, but I'm excited to see how well our team can perform. And I think, honestly, having that last drive of knowing this is going to be my last race, I think it's going to help me perform the best I've ever performed before.
Well, it should be a fun couple of weeks here. I'm looking forward to it. And like I told Coach, I'll see you guys over there at the meet tomorrow. So good luck, and thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As a part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Centennial Girls track coach Tyler Asby and two of his seniors, Allie Balashitis and Ava Barton. I really appreciate their time. And I come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.